welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, the radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. Your host is CRI President Hank Hanegraaff. Thank you for listening. Hank is joined again today by Elliot Miller, Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal, and Melanie Cogdill, Managing Editor. The latest edition of the journal addresses many important issues. Our cover story examines the popular capitalist teachings of philosopher Ayn Rand. Are capitalism and Christianity compatible? Our feature articles also equip parents to pass on biblical Christianity to their children while discovering two troubling trends in the church today. Answer the question, does biblical inerrancy matter any longer? And expose the faulty end-time teaching of Kansas City prophet Mike Bickle. And as always, don't miss the popular Ask Hank column. To order a subscription or this edition of the journal, dial 888-7000-CRI. You'll also find it on our secure website at www.equip.org. And it makes a perfect gift for your pastor, loved one, or friend. Well now, here to begin the program is CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
And before we get to Melanie Cogdill, who's the Managing Editor of the Christian Research Journal, and Elliot Miller, who is the Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal, I want to read just a couple of edifying testimonies, one by Bernard, who says, I've been a believer for 34 years. I was saved in a charismatic Catholic movement, moved to the shepherding and discipleship movement, then to the Word of Faith movement. I remember the furor over Christianity in Crisis. I thought that Hank was a heretic because Paul Crouch and others said he was. In the years that I was attacked by these errors, there was nagging questions that desperately needed answers. My own life was not lining up with the Word of Faith message. Hank taught me to read Scripture in context. His bold questions stirred me to take a closer look at these teachings, and I finally had to conclude that they were false. I think the faith teachers have found themselves a good pyramid scheme. Just want to encourage you, keep up the good work. Another testimony, your program has been a blessing. It changes my perspective on issues regarding Christianity. Your books help me a lot in my spiritual growth. They change my character, enlighten my mind, and I'm able to apply God's word in practical ways daily as I continue my journey towards heaven. The testimonies continue to pour into the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. People coming out of the cults and embracing Jesus Christ, the Jesus Christ of the Bible, people being transformed who were formerly in world religions, people who were Christians but simply did not know how to read the Bible for all it's worth, people who lacked discernment skills, learning how to discern between wheat and chaff, heat and light. The Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, the Christian Research Journal, and the many outreaches of the Christian Research Institute in general are transforming lives, not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. We want to talk today about the Christian Research Journal because it has been a transforming agent in our culture for many years, and yet there are all kinds of people listening to my voice right now that have never had the opportunity to subscribe. Perhaps today is the day that you subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. You can do it online at equip.org. You can do it via the phone at 888-7000-CRI, or you can do it via the mail, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. In just a few moments, I want to get to capitalism, which is the feature story in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal. But before I do that, I want to talk to Elliot Miller, Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal, about something that we were discussing yesterday. The word, Elliot, hermeneutics, came up over and over again yesterday. We talked about hermeneutics, but we never defined it. And we have a hermeneutics, a practical hermeneutics section, and we don't want the largeness of the word to get in the way of people recognizing the value of this section of the journal.
That's absolutely right, Hank. Hermeneutics defined is the science and art of biblical interpretation. And, you know, I mentioned yesterday how a lot of people do not have the opportunity to pursue a higher education in Christian and biblical studies. However, if you read the Christian Research Journal, you are not going to be illiterate in Christian and biblical studies. You're going to get the foundation that you need for being an effective witness for Jesus Christ right where you live in the context of your relationships and the opportunities God gives you day to day to speak as his representative. And but in order to do that, you really need not only good critical thinking skills with regard to logic, which is something we also emphasize and teach, but you're going to need to know something about the science and the art of biblical interpretation, which is what hermeneutics is. And so we have, rather than just having a dry academic column in which we teach a new principle each issue, we instead fuse it with our you know, parallel mission. In addition to equipping Christians with discernment skills, we are also seeking to give a defense for the Christian faith in the light of the post-Christian culture that we're living in, where we regularly encounter cults, the occult, non-Christian religions, atheism, and aberrant versions of Christianity and heretical. And so what we do to teach hermeneutics in a way that has great practical value is we pick a particular misinterpretation of the Bible by one of the above groups that I just mentioned, the cults, the occult, atheists, world religions, aberrant Christianity. We'll pick one particular error that you very well might run across, might even be facing it in your life at this time, and then we present the argument that the person gives from the Bible for that view, and then we dissect where they have violated the principles of biblical hermeneutics, and we show how if you follow biblical hermeneutics, you arrive at the orthodox Christian position. And that's not a coincidence, because orthodox Christianity is that which you get when you apply the science and art of biblical hermeneutics. In other words, orthodox Christians are people who are seeking to be faithful to the Bible, and we've had 2,000 years to develop a sound interpretation of Scripture using sound principles and refining those and teaching those and testing those. And so this is the kind of thing that you're getting when you're reading the Christian Research Journal. It's interesting, it's intellectually stimulating, keeps your mind engaged, but at the same time it has great benefits. And one of those benefits is the personal benefit of being able to interpret your Bible better, because you now understand principles of interpretation.
Practical hermeneutics, again, a feature of the Christian Research Journal. Every single issue you learn more about the art and science of biblical interpretation. It's an art, and that the more you do it, the better you get at it. It's a science in that certain principles, of course, apply. In this particular issue, the Christian Research Journal, The Deity versus the Humanity of Jesus Christ, a closer look at Philippians chapter 2. This is relevant because there are so many times, Elliot, that you find a Jehovah's Witness on your doorstep who is going to immediately say to you, Jesus Christ was not God. God created Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, yes, he became a junior partner in the creation of all other things, but during his earthly sojourn, he was merely a man. He was created as the Archangel Michael, but during his time on earth, he was not one person with two natures, 100% human, 100% divine. He was a mere man. And they oftentimes take Philippians 2 out of context in order to try to make that point.
They sure do, Hank. And, boy, you were describing me way back when I was a new Christian, because I came to Christ. I was thrilled to meet Jesus in a personal way and to read about him in the pages of the Bible. And I was taught that he was God, the second person in the Holy Trinity, and I worshipped him as such and was thrilled. And then all of a sudden, somebody came to my door, and plus an old friend of mine had converted to Jehovah's Witnesses and began to write me letters. And all of a sudden I'm getting all of these really refined, worked out, challenging arguments from Scripture that supposedly showed that Jesus could not be God. And in fact, that would be idolatry to worship Jesus as God. And so that thought gets planted in your brain and it starts nagging you and taking away your peace when you're trying to worship with other believers. And so, you know, just from the standpoint of the survival of your own faith, you need to be able to understand how to interpret these Bible passages. And so we look there at Philippians, like when it says that the Watchtower New World Translation of the Jehovah's Witnesses says that Jesus did not consider a seizure that he would become God. You know, in other words, he was humble. He wouldn't for one moment try to usurp God's position. Well, is that what the Bible says? No, the Bible says that though he was God, he did not hold on to his glory, but he humbled himself and became a man in order to save us. But it's interesting that the participle there, it doesn't say he was God. It says continually being in the form of God. So if you understand the Greek participle, it's in the present tense. Jesus never gave up his deity. He took on an additional nature, but he could never cease to be God. God does not change.
And I think that the point we're making here, Melanie, is that this is not ivory tower theology that might be good for scholars but has no practical implication. This is something that makes a difference where the rubber meets the road. There are people. In fact, I had a man on the air that I had the opportunity to lead to faith in Christ a couple of weeks ago on air, and we're going to air that in its complete form because a lot of it happened off the air as I continued talking with this gentleman. But he had no concept that Jesus Christ was God. He's the Son of God, but he's not God in his view. And to be able to explain to someone that Jesus Christ was one person with two natures, 100% human and 100% divine, that all the fullness of deity dwelt in Jesus Christ in bodily form is the transforming aspect of the gospel without which there is no gospel.
These are some of the things that the early church grappled with and how we came to have our creeds. And so people need to understand, what does that exactly mean? And practical hermeneutics really does that. I mean, there's a lot of Bible difficulty questions that people just don't understand how to interpret that. And it really helps in a very practical way. And it's not terribly long so that people can get a good in-depth look in a couple of pages at some of these passages and how to correctly interpret them.
Another section that we're very excited about in the Christian Research Journal is effective evangelism. In this issue of the journal, we're addressing the problem of evil. Again, very, very relevant because there are professors and teachers and pundits who say that if God is really good and if God is all-powerful, most certainly he would have dealt with the problem of evil, but he didn't deal with the problem of evil, which probably means that he doesn't exist.
Exactly. When you're sharing your faith, that comes up all the time. People want to know about the Holocaust or 9/11 or floods or famines, earthquakes, any of these number of events, and they come to conclude that maybe God is not all good if these things exist. So how do we practically answer that question? And we do that really well. Doug Rotheis does that in this article to give you those practical answers to address the problem of evil.
And again, this is practical. We use that word a number of times because we're talking about changing lives. We're talking about giving people the tools by which they can answer an objection, not to demonstrate their mental acumen or I'm really smart, but to use their answer as a springboard or an opportunity to lead a lost son or daughter of Adam to the second Adam, Jesus Christ, so that they can have life, not just for time, but life for eternity. And they can continue then not only to be those who are redeemed, but those who are likewise equipped to be reproducing disciple makers so that others can be brought into the kingdom. Because one thing is absolutely clear. There are only two kinds of people in the world. Those who will be resurrected to eternal life and those who will be resurrected to eternal separation from the love and goodness and glory of God. And that is a sobering thought. Again, we're not talking about academics for the sake of academics. We're not talking about apologetics for the sake of apologetics. We're talking about giving a defense of the faith so we can lead someone to faith in Christ, so the Holy Spirit can move through us and use us as tools in the transformation of the lives of people. We're going to be talking about capitalism and Ayn Rand on the other side of the Bible Answer Man broadcast break, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, go to the World Wide Web at equip.org, order the magazine online, or talk to one of our resource consultants at 888-7000. See, I'll be right back with Elliot Miller and Melanie Cogdell.
In the current issue of the Christian Research Journal, our Effective Evangelism Department equips you to respond to the difficult problem of evil objection. To find out more about this or many other fascinating articles, subscribe to the Christian Research Journal by calling 888-7000-CRI. Or start your subscription online by going to our safe and secure website at www.equip.org. At the Christian Research Institute, our ministry is supported in so many different ways, and one of those ways involves non-cash assets. These assets include things like cars or real estate. And just as with cash donations, these gifts are tax deductible. To find out more about the types of non-cash gifts that you can donate to the work and ministry in the various outreaches of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, just visit our website at www.equip.org. And once there, click on the Donate button and then select the Give a Non-Cash Donation option. Again, that's on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Hank will be right back after these messages.
Multitudes of Christians have been given a wildly distorted understanding of the biblical teaching about faith. In the late 20th century, Word of Faith teachers such as Kenneth Hagin and Benny Hinn were at the fore.
The Bible declares clearly that faith is a force.
In the early 21st century, they are overshadowed by a new breed of prosperity preachers with rock star platforms like Joel Osteen and Paula White.
God said to challenge the people to give $66.12 according to Psalm 66:12. When you put your faith with the word, then you have mandated results.
Hank gives hope and truth to the millions trapped in the faith movement in his landmark book, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. To get your copy of Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the autographed and limited leather editions.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Don't miss our cover story on famed capitalist and atheistic philosopher Ayn Rand. Our practical apologetics feature article, Equipping the Next Generation, highlights five key factors parents can teach children in counteracting worldly philosophy and overdependence on church programs. Our Effective Evangelism Department equips you to respond to the difficult problem of evil objection. Hank answers an attack on the reliability of the Bible by distinguished University of North Carolina professor Dr. Bart Ehrman as he answers the question, Christ's cleansing of the temple, can Mark and John be reconciled? In his Ask Hank column.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. The Bible Answer Man is here to provide the answers people are looking for, because truth matters. Many listeners and Christian leaders have told us of the importance of these answers, like Josh McDowell.
Probably one of the biggest things I appreciate what you're doing through the radio ministry is that, one, you'll handle controversial subjects. A lot of people won't. They'll tiptoe around it. Then second, when you write and speak and all, you're authoritative, because if there's anyone out there who's done their homework, it's you. And boy, do we need that today. I mean, every time I'm able to catch the answer, man, I hone right in on it. Because I think I can say, and I can't say this of most programs or anything, every single time I walk away with a new concept, a new idea, something that I can chew on that's relevant. And man, I love that to happen in my life.
If you believe in what we're doing here at CRI, we're asking you to partner with us through regular prayer and a special gift. Your support is foundational to keeping us on the air and ministering in your area. To help in CRI's Because Truth Matters mission, call 888-7000-CRI. You can also join online at equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is an award-winning magazine. Bible Answer Man host and CRI president Hank Hanegraaff contributes in many ways to the journal, including his regular Ask Hank column. In this issue, Hank tackles the topic of the reliability of the Bible as he answers the challenge of University of North Carolina professor Dr. Bart Ehrman, Christ's cleansing of the temple, can Mark and John be reconciled? Right now is the perfect time to call or subscribe online, since we've just released our latest issue. If you already subscribe to the journal, don't forget to give a gift subscription for your pastor, ministry leader, or friend. Call 888-7000-274 and tell the resource consultant you'd like to order the award-winning Christian Research Journal. Our website is open 24 hours a day at www.equip.org. And now here's our host, Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff.
And joining me in studio, Melanie Cogdell, who's the managing editor of the Christian Research Journal, and Elliot Miller, who's the editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. And I am just chomping at the bit to talk about capitalism and the current issue of the Christian Research Journal article on Ayn Rand. Was she right? With capitalism under fire in the current economic crisis, she's a philosopher who has a staunch defense of capitalism that is drawing a following even among Christians. Unfortunately, she was an anti-Christian atheist who argued that capitalism was based on greed. Here's the problem. Christians are commanded to avoid greed. Does that mean that Christians are commanded to avoid capitalism? What do you say to that, Elliot?
Well, you know, that is just a great question, and I really appreciated Jay Richards' article in this issue. It is so illuminating on this subject, which is such a major subject right now with the economic recession that we're in right now and all of the moves that President Obama is making to try to turn it around, some of them involving government involvement with different industries and with healthcare and so forth. This has just become, you know, all of these bring up issues of capitalism versus socialism, which are not new issues, but they've been revived. We haven't had the debate, capitalism-socialism debate, going on like it is now since, I'd say, the 60s. And it's timely, therefore, especially because people who are coming out in defense of capitalism are often citing Ayn Rand as their support. And it turns out that even Alan Greenspan, who, you know, was head of the Federal Reserve for all those years, is an Ayn Rand follower and was influenced by her. And so, you know, she's obviously had tremendous influence. That was one of the most powerful men in the world. And he was influenced by her ideas. So, but she's saying that it is, that capitalism is based on greed, and that's a good thing, you know, and yet we as Christians know that it isn't. Well, Jay Richards just, I love his writing, because it's not, if you're looking for someone who's just going to sort of tear into Ayn Rand and just start blasting her Rush Limbaugh style, you'll be disappointed, because this guy is very nuanced, and he rather just sort of meticulously looks at her positions and looks at the whole premise that capitalism is based on greed, and shows that it isn't. And goes back to Adam Smith, the father of capitalism, and what Smith had to say, which was very profound, and I found it quite educational, right at a time when I'm thinking about these issues because of what's going on in the world today. It helped me in understanding what capitalism is and what it isn't, and whether or not it's compatible with Christianity.
And, of course, capitalism grew up within a Christian context, and capitalism is responsible in many ways for providing for literally millions and millions of people. It's not as though there's a fixed amount of wealth. It is a system that creates wealth, and that wealth can be used to help the downtrodden and the poor. The problem today, Elliot, is that the moment you don't have secure property rights, the moment contracts can be avoided within the context of corporations taken over by the government, capitalism no longer works, because instead of investing money for future profits, which can be used for the kingdom, people begin to hoard or consume. And then you lose the benefit of a capitalist economy that can literally, as I said earlier, help with those that desperately need help.
Well, yeah, that's very interesting and thought-provoking, and Jay Richards does discuss how a Christian ethic infused into capitalism. You know, capitalism isn't necessarily Christian, it isn't necessarily anti-Christian, but it is compatible with Christianity, very much so, and he explains, you know, the place for Christian giving and charity within the context of that, and how capitalism actually works for that, just as you were saying.
And it is absolutely incredible to discover how capitalism grew up within a Christian context. Jay Richards also communicates that in a very succinct and powerful way. Let's talk a little more about some of the features of the Christian Research Journal. Melanie, we just talked about philosophical apologetics. Explain to people what that means.
Well, I mean, specifically in this series, is a couple of years ago we decided to start a series, our philosopher series, because a lot of times you think of that as a dry topic. But how has some of these famous philosophers, how has their worldviews impacted today's culture and today's worldview? And this particular article on Ayn Rand is a perfect example. I mean, she's alive and well today. We have other philosophers that we've covered, like David Hume, and he's somebody that's been used in popular television shows like Lost to point people to his philosophy. And so it's not something, like you said, academics for the sake of academics. It's to make people understand how some of these philosophies are impacting worldview in our culture today and how to have a Christian response to those.
We review a lot of books in the Christian Research Journal as well as movies. Ted Baer reviews Angels and Demons, which I watched the movie and I was absolutely appalled. We heard so much about the Da Vinci Code, haven't heard as much about Angels and Demons, but it devastates a Christian worldview. It makes Christianity look like it is a bumbling faith without reason, as opposed to a faith based on reason.
Well, Angels and Demons ended up being a huge international hit, especially in Europe. It was just a box office smash. So this movie has had a long reach for sure. And we do want to take those popular movies that we've added into our review section, as well as books, and help people understand how to refute those, because a lot of our neighbors and our friends and people that we know are seeing these movies and taking their views of Christianity directly from them.
We want to make sure that you are equipped, that you have discernment skills, and that's why we're offering you the Christian Research Journal. We put a lot of care into not only the content, but the way that that content is communicated. It is absolutely exquisite from a graphic standpoint. It's available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute right now. You can call me at 888-7000 CRI. You can log into the World Wide Web and equip.org and order online, or you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28. 271. Does inerrancy matter any longer? Equipping the next generation, there's no place like home. Practical apologetics, philosophical apologetics, effective evangelism, practical hermeneutics. It is a magazine destined to make a difference while there is yet time. We say it all the time on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Melanie, truth matters. This magazine is about truth. And you can't say that about many magazines, both in the Christian world as well as in the popular secular world.
That's exactly right. We would love for you to subscribe, because think of all the ways in which you put aside money for certain things that you like to do, like pop entertainment, for example, cable. But for less than that a month, you can get a subscription to the Christian Research Journal, and it will equip you for the next year for very important things, things with an eternal perspective, things that matter. Like you said, that there are people that are dying without the gospel and that we need to be involved in sharing Christ with them, and this will equip you to do that.
Talking to Elliot Miller and Melanie Cogdill about the Christian Research Journal, and our deepest desire is not only that you subscribe to the journal, but you make it a point to put this magazine in the hands of other people so the magazine can continue to impact lives for the sake of time and for eternity. Also want to spend just a moment talking about the need for you to stand with this ministry prayerfully and financially. Without your support, the ministry simply does not continue to impact lives that it could. There's never been a greater need for the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can right now make a donation to the ministry on the World Wide Web at equip.org in a safe, secure fashion. You can write me. Let me know that you're praying for this ministry at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or you can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. Melanie, so often people listen to this broadcast and think this ministry is a ministry that doesn't need support. Maybe it's funded by a foundation. Maybe it's funded by a huge corporation. But in reality, it's many people standing with this ministry prayerfully and financially that keep this radio broadcast circling the globe, that keep the magazine current and effective, that make the resources of the Christian Research Institute impact the lives of people in a productive fashion.
That's right, Hank. We really do need partners to stand with us, to pray for us faithfully, and to help stand with us by partnering with us financially as well, so that we can equip the body of Christ to know what they believe and why they believe it, and to help the body of Christ stand for truth.
And again, we need many people to join the Bible Answer Man monthly support team. When you do, we will send out a resource that we've just produced. It's called Islam, What You Must Know. It's the best of the Christian Research Journal on the subject of Islam. Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world today, has 1.3 billion adherents. It is an incredibly growing movement that needs to be countered with truth. And this is not about a we, they, siege mentality against Islam. It's about reaching people who are trapped in a delusion with the truth about Jesus Christ, the liberating truth that you can know with certainty that you will have a relationship with God for not only time, but also for eternity. For your gift to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, I'll send you a copy of Islam, What You Must Know, the best of the Christian Research Journal. We'll be right back with more of our discussion on the magazine and its value to your family.
In the current issue of the Christian Research Journal, our Effective Evangelism Department equips you to respond to the difficult problem of evil objection. To find out more about this or many other fascinating articles, subscribe to the Christian Research Journal by calling 888-7000-CRI. Or start your subscription online by going to our safe and secure website at www.equip.org. At the Christian Research Institute, our ministry is supported in so many different ways, and one of those ways involves non-cash assets. These assets include things like cars or real estate, and just as with cash donations, these gifts are tax deductible. To find out more about the types of non-cash gifts that you can donate to the work and ministry in the various outreaches of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, just visit our website at www.equip.org. Hank will be right back after these messages.
I want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to John listening on KFAX. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y, or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org.
We have assembled for the first time ever some of the great luminaries of the evidence for Christ in the world. These people have been assembled for one purpose, and that is to present the case for Christ to you. And in the end, it's your responsibility, your opportunity to come to your own conclusion in the case for Christ.
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Christ is now on DVD. One skeptical journalist.
I thought the idea of an all-powerful creator of the universe was just an absurd idea.
Investigates the most important story in history. Lee Strobel and biblical scholars explore the evidence for the life of Jesus.
Now it would require more faith for me to maintain my atheism than to become a follower of Jesus Christ. Investigate the evidence for yourself.
The Case for Christ. Look for it on DVD.
To order, call 888-7000-CRI. That's toll free at 888-7000-CRI. Find out more online at equip.org.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Don't miss our cover story on famed capitalist and atheistic philosopher Ayn Rand. Our practical apologetics feature article, Equipping the Next Generation, highlights five key factors parents can teach children in counteracting worldly philosophy and overdependence on church programs. Our effective evangelism department equips you to respond to the difficult problem of evil objection. Hank answers an attack on the reliability of the Bible by distinguished University of North Carolina professor Dr. Bart Ehrman as he answers the question, Christ's cleansing of the temple, can Mark and John be reconciled? In his Ask Hank column.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast across the United States and Canada from the Christian Research Institute. If you find today's program of particular interest, we invite you to call CRI and order your own subscription of the Christian Research Journal. The latest issue is just being released and covers vital topics such as evangelism, understanding difficult biblical passages, and several cutting-edge articles penned by some of America's best writers. To start or renew your subscription or give a gift subscription to a pastor, friend, or loved one, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI. Or you can also go to our secure website at www.equip.org. When you visit equip.org, you can listen to past broadcasts of the Bible Answer Man, order products and materials you hear about on the broadcast, and get expert analysis and reliable research on cults, teachers, and religious movements in our world. Again, the address is www.equip.org. Well, now, here to tell us more about what's inside the journal are Elliot Miller, Melanie Cogdill, and our host, Hank Hanegraaff.
I'll tell you what's inside this edition of the Christian Research Journal, Proposition 8, A Christian Quandary. It's a viewpoint article written by Joe Dallas, Newsweek magazine's December 15 cover story promoted a religious case for same-sex marriage and chided Christians who view biblical condemnations of homosexuality as literal and absolute. Of course, that presents believers with a quandary. And it's made up of two primary questions which are answered in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. Do Christians have the right, much less the mandate, to see biblical values legally enforced? And if so, how do we decide which values to enforce? And I would say, Elliot, that there's no one that deals with this subject in a more biblically literate, gracious, and compelling fashion than Joe Dallas.
I agree. Joe, you know, we noticed his work before he started writing for us, and therefore, being extremely impressed by it, asked him to begin writing for us, and he has indeed become a regular contributor to the Christian Research Journal, especially dealing with sexual ethics and social issues. And, of course, Proposition 8, that was the California proposition that has recently been upheld by the California Supreme Court, but that's just one of many propositions or legislations or court rulings in states all across the country. There's been a spate of them just in the last few months or the last 6 months or so that have come out legalizing same-sex marriage. So this is obviously an issue that not just Californians, but people in every state are facing and dealing with. And Christians need to think critically about this. We need to understand what the advocates of same-sex marriage say, their critique of our position, what they believe are the false assumptions that we present, and then also what would be the strong logical, historical, legal, and biblical basis for maintaining the traditional view of marriage and not legally enshrining an entirely foreign, novel view of marriage never heard of in the history of the human race simply because it's politically correct. And, you know, you will be viewed as cool if you're in agreement with all those Hollywood celebrities and rock stars who are coming out in favor of it. You know, I mean, there's social pressures here to just let this issue slide. Who's it hurting? You know, I've heard that so many times. Who's it hurting? And so, you know, we can just respond viscerally and, you know, come out with our gloves on, or we can do our homework first, think it through, and then be articulate representatives for a position to try to uphold a solid foundation. Because, you know, as Joe Dallas points out, and as we have pointed out many times at CRI, you know, marriage is the foundation of civilization, of society, and you begin undermining that, and you're undermining society itself. And so it certainly is a consequential issue. It's not like nobody is harmed, you know, whatever they do. When you start redefining marriage itself and it loses its essential meaning and it becomes elastic, whatever people want it to be, you know, who is to say it's going to stop with gay marriage? Why not have plural marriage? You know, that may seem absurd right now, but gay marriage seemed absurd 10, 20 years ago. You know, and so this is the way, you know, one thought leads to another, one position leads to another. And so there's a lot at stake here. And Joe Dallas, in this article and in other articles he's written for us, is thoughtful, and he does his homework, and his arguments will hold not only with Christians who believe in the Bible, but with thoughtful, fair-minded non-Christians who simply recognized compelling logic and factual basis for a position.
I can't emphasize the word discernment enough. We talked about this yesterday, Elliot, but when we're talking about discernment skills today, we're talking about not something that would be nice to have, but it's absolutely axiomatic. Without discernment skills today, we are not going to be what Jesus called us to be, which is salt and light. I heard someone say the other day that we're sawing away at the very branch of liberty, thinking that we're going to fall from that branch into a bed of roses. Instead, we might have a septic problem. We are headed for disaster unless Christians do what Christians are called to do, and that is to be a leavening force in society.
Amen. Amen. You know, and at the Christian Research Journal and at CRI in general, we are always looking at the issues that Christians are facing in society, both evangelistically in our capacity to promote the Great Commission and to make disciples of all nations, and also in our position to promote what God has commissioned us to do, to the creation mandate to be fruitful, multiply, and prevail upon the earth, and create civilization according to His law, according to the knowledge of God, according to His will and His purpose. We have both missions, and the thing that I love about the Christian Research Journal is it doesn't matter what denomination you are, you will benefit from it, and you will not feel like you're reading another denomination's publication, because we are a trans-denominational, interdenominational publication. We have had decades to discern what are the essentials of the Christian faith, and we make a point of drawing the lines at the right places so that anyone who is an Orthodox, Bible-believing Christian, born-again Christian who wants to be faithful to Scripture, they'll feel like they're reading a magazine produced by their own Christian tradition, because we speak the universal language of Christians. That's why, church groups could use the Christian Research Journal for study group material. You know, the people in the Christian class, from any, it could be Methodist, it could be Presbyterian, it could be Baptist, it could be Assemblies of God, reading an article and then coming back and discussing and coming up with study questions, or home fellowships could do the same thing, house churches or small groups, because it's this is transferable. This material is not parochial. It's for the church. That's what God raised CRI up to do, is to equip the church generally so that we will all be discerning and be able to be salt and light in the world today.
I am dying to ask you, Melanie Cogdill, about an article in the journal that's titled How Relevant is Relevance, and there's a picture in the article. It's a sign on a Free Will Baptist church that says Jesus is the rizzle for the sizzle.
Well, they're trying to play off a well-known rapper named Snoop Dogg who talks like that, but really this article is addressing some of those kind of hip terms in the evangelical church today, like, you know, we need to be authentic and practical and relevant. And exactly what does that mean? I mean, more and more, the author brings up, you know, on Sundays, churches are focusing on things like how to be a better parent, how to have a better business, or any number of topics, but do we really focus on the person of God? And I think that's what this article is challenging people to do and giving people some food for thought, which is why it's in our viewpoint section. But again, primarily because of, as Elliot mentioned yesterday, the emerging church movement, some of these terms have come to be like new buzzwords in Christianity.
Talk about that for a moment, Elliot. So often we find pastors in churches today, they're looking for a felt need. They put together 5 points and a felt need. They go to the Bible and find some text that might vaguely respond to the points they want to make, and therein lies the sermon. How destructive is that?
Well, I think that it is not helpful. It is not constructive. It is not building people up in their faith. It is a particular approach where Sunday morning is seen as sort of a mission field, and you want to draw people from the surrounding community into the church by promoting messages that are across all belief system lines, and then anyone would be interested in knowing how to organize your finances, or how to have a more harmonious marriage, or how to deal with problems with your children, or whatever. You know, and then to get the biblical perspective, and, you know, hopefully this is going to draw the person into church, Scripture, and an encounter with Jesus Christ. That's the goal, and sometimes it does happen. Sometimes people do find Christ. But in the meantime, when Sunday after Sunday the congregation is getting this Christianity light approach, you're not raising disciples. I just mentioned the Great Commission. We're called to make disciples. Disciples are people who have committed their entire life to following the teachings of Jesus and to doing His work in the world. And that is an ongoing training process, with application in all kinds of situations. And if all you're getting is Christianity light and you're not actually learning the Word of God and being fed the Word of God, then you're not growing. And so this is the problem, is that we have, and you know, I've been in churches where that approach was used, and I know the problem that was faced with the fact that people aren't growing, and you know, we're not developing disciples here. And so that's as far as I'm concerned, that's the main problem with that approach.
And that is the main and the plain thing. We want to educate people so that they can be used. If you're on the cutting edge of evangelism, you're going to be driven into education. And as you are, you're going to be an ever more useful tool in the hands of the Holy Spirit in the process of making a difference for time and for eternity. The Christian Research Journal, it's an award-winning magazine. No Christian family should be without. No Christian church should be without. It's available right now. It's a subscription magazine. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, and when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Thanks for your participation, Elliot.
You're welcome.
And Melanie, as always, good to have you in studio.
Good to be here. Thank you, Hank.
The Christian Research Journal, it's our flagship magazine. Again, go to the phones right now and subscribe today, 888-7000-CRI, or log into the World Wide Web at equip.org. Here's our address once again, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow with more of your questions on the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Bible Answer Man program. Elliot Miller and Melanie Cogdill have been our guests these past 2 days, unpacking the intriguing articles, essays, and commentaries in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. If you enjoy the quality programming from the Bible Answer Man, then the Christian Research Journal is a publication you'll really appreciate, with a caliber of articles, editorials, reporting, and graphics that you just won't find anywhere else. So we encourage you to start your subscription today. If you already subscribe to the journal, you can also give a gift subscription when you call 888-7000-CRI or order online 24 hours a day at www.equip.org. How has the Christian Research Institute affected you? How has it helped you in your walk with God? Do you have a story of how CRI's ministries, such as the Bible Answer Man broadcast, equip.org, or the Christian Research Journal, has led you or a loved one out of a cultic or harmful situation? We want to hear your story as an encouragement to us and to bring hope to others. Call us toll-free right now, 866-253-4656, and simply record your message on our voicemail. Again, call toll-free 866-253-4656 and just follow the instructions, or email us at testimonies@equip.org. Let us know how we've helped you or someone you know. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Don't miss our cover story on famed capitalist and atheistic philosopher Ayn Rand. Our practical apologetics feature article, Equipping the Next Generation, highlights 5 key factors parents can teach children in counteracting worldly philosophy and overdependence on church programs. Our effective evangelism department equips you to respond to the difficult problem of evil objection. Hank answers an attack on the reliability of the Bible by distinguished University of North Carolina professor Dr. Bart Ehrman as he answers the question, Christ's cleansing of the temple, can Mark and John be reconciled? In his Ask Hank column.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.